Today's daf is Demai daf Chaf Dalad, and we are at the beginning of the third perek of Maseches Demai. We just started it, and today's shiurim, the Maseches shiurim, are sponsored by Maklan Ayomi Nudel, Avram and Dvorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we start a perek Ma'achilin. Ma'achilin Esani and Demai Vesachsani Demai. We didn't point out yesterday, but this Mishnah has major ramifications in terms of the conceptual analysis of the whole Masechta of Demai. Well, we started off back 23 blot ago, when we spoke about the nature of Demai. Is it really Ma'achalas Asuras Midrabanan? Is it a real Suffolk? Yosef Engel and other Achronim discuss, is it just a Chovas Gavra of Hafrasha? So the fact that we're allowed to feed it to people in certain situations, that's the biggest raya, that it's not really Usur, inherently. Right, it's not Bechefse Asur, it's a Chovas Gavra, that Chacham wanted us to be Mafrish, for the various reasons that we've spoken about, even though Rov HaMeiros Ma'asrinein, we don't really have that suffix, but in situations where it's difficult, like Aniyim and Achsanya and guests passing through, so then that would be Mutter. We'll see in today's daf. Maybe we're going to limit this very much. Maybe we're talking about non-Jewish guests or the poor, and then the whole Raya would be not true. But either way, this is Demai generally is assumed not to be totally usur inherently, and that's why also if you remember back in the seventh parak of Brachas, the first Mishnah in the seventh parak of Brachas of Shlosha Shachlu Ka'achas Chayavin Lazamein Ava Ochal Demai, the first one on the list. If somebody eats Demai, so then he could have a Zimun, right? All of those that the Gemara there says. Achal Demai, what's the Chiddush of Achal Demai? That really, it's Shayach to, everyone. Achal Demai, Mem Zayin Amin Aleph in Brachas in the Bavli. Achal Demai, again, the Yerushalmi also, if you remember, spoke about these cases too. But the Bavli said, Allah Chazilei, what do you mean? He can't eat Demai. Why, if I eat Demai, can I make a Zimun? Says the Gemara, Kivan Diboy Mafker Lo Lenichse Vahavi Ani. Sins, a person could be Mafker all of his property and become an Ani. The Chazilei, and then it'll be Roy for him. Titzan, as the Mishnah says in the third parak of Demai, Ma'achilin Saniyim Dov Ezachsanya Demai. So you see. So if a person can make himself into an ani, and then it'll be right for him. So even if not, v'yamar afuna mantan, right? Then that's the Gemara that relates to our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is a very important yesod, proving that Demai is narrowly mutter, and that's why you could do Zimun on it and make brachas on it. And we discussed this in Peah also when this came up. But that's just an important to note about this Mishnah. So again, a person could give aniyim Demai. And guests, they could give Demai. And Rabbi Gamliel used to give his workers Demai. We'll have to see what the machlokas is. He had workers that were aniyim, and therefore he gave them Demai. He covered both. There was an obligation for an employer to take care of the lunch for the employees. So he did that. But he covered both bases, right? It was his chiyuv for the employee, and to give the employees food, and the possibility that in this demai is trumas meiser and meiser sheni. So we'll have to see how we could do both. Gabbait staka. That's where we're up to. Last two words on chav gimel on base. So the gabbait staka. What does the gabbait staka do? So beishamai omrim beishamai. As is quoted in the Pnei Moshe, Beit Shammai Lishitaso, Beit Shammai says, you do not feed an Ani Demai. Maybe this is good for the Machlokas, Beit Shammai Beisilal. He says, no, you can't feed an Ani Demai. Demai is Usur, right? You can't feed an Ani Treif. You can't feed an Ani Demai. So, Beit Shammai, Yomer, you know what the Gabbai Tzedakah has to do? No tznin es ha-me'usar l'she'eno ma'aser, v'she'eno me'usar l'ma'aser. If he gets me'usar, if he gets produce that was already mu'usar, right, it's not demai at all, then he could give that to someone who is not ma'aser, because then that's good, they're not eating because it's already mu'usar. And if eidu mu'usar, if he gets stuff that's demai, then he has to give it to someone who's only going to be ma'aser. So Beis Shammai rejects this. Nimsu kol adam mochle mesukan. So according to Beis Shammai, everybody's eating mesukan because you're not allowed to give an ani demai. V'chachamim omrim now. The chachamim seem to hold like the Tanakama, like the first opinion. Govin stam machalkin stam. Now you could collect stam without focusing on demai or vaday not demai umachalkin stam via rotsa l'sakein yisakein. And whoever wants to take it upon themselves to be misakein, so then they can be misakein themselves. But it's not the responsibility of the gabbai tzedaka to figure that out. Okay, machlokes b'shem Beis Hillel, and the Tanakama seems to be like Beis Hillel. 2 days in the Gemara. Day number one. Amar Rabbi Yonah. Masnisa ba'aniyei chaveirim. Our Mishnah, what it says you can give to aniyim, demai, we're talking about aniyim or chaveirim, who will themselves be maser. So again, this undermines everything I introduced it with, because, oh, it's not really us, or it is. It's just that we trust the aniyim to take off themselves. This would be a big limit. So masdisa ba'aniyei chaveirim. The Mishnah is only by aniyei chaveirim, that they themselves are ma'aser. Meaning if it would be aniyei ama'aretz, then you wouldn't be able to. No coolness here. But it's just that, you know, they're chaveirim. Ubachsanya kreb Yeshua. And the next line, when you could give the achsanya, the guests passing through, that's like Rabbi Yeshua. That's an added requirement. Not only does it have to be chaveirim, guests that are chaveirim, but it also, like we're going to see Rabbi Yeshua, they can't be guests that are sleeping over. We'll see why. They can only be guests passing through now, and they keep on traveling. Tani, as we see, the Braisa, or Ditanya, right, the some of the other girsos. Ditanya, Maisa, Rabbi Yeshua, Shehalach achar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai leBerachayil. He went followed Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to Berachayil. That's Shem Makom, name of a place. By your Osan b'nei Hayaras Mavin Lamperos, and people came out to give them fruit. And Amar Lahem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Is this a raya fruit? Not doesn't just say Tirosh and Yitzhar, right? Lachar. This is talking about Demai, Trumas and Maisrus, right? And that's the Chashash here. So maybe this sounds like the Rambam." It's come up often over the last couple of months. The Rambam Shita is, Trumas and Maisrus of all fruit are Daraisa. All fruit. Unlike Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas, Rashi and Tosfos say only Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar is Trumas and Maisrus be Daraisa. The Rambam says all fruit are Daraisa. Remember we have the Rashi of the Ravid in the Kus of Shem in Meseches Chulin. The Ravid says, really, Rashi and Tosfos are right. Right? Only Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. That's the Chiyuv. But if you give it, if you are ma'afrish, then it applies to all fruit. There could be a kiyum, a status daraisa, by all fruit, like the Rambam, but the chiyuv is only by dagan tirosh v'yitzar. That's the Ravid shita is in the middle. You could have a chalos hafrasha, even without a chiyuv hafrasha. That's interesting. That's the Ravid shita. But that's the unusual shita, right? The most is Rashi Tosfos versus the Rambam. So here it says Perus. So maybe this is a little smach to the Rambam. So they come out with all different fruit. Amar Lenev Yeshua. And Yeshua says to his chevra, im lanukan, if we're sleeping over here, chayav en ono la'aser, right? If we're sleeping over here, we have to be ma'aser. Why? Marafolda, klomer, im anu ratzim lalun anu chayav en la'aser, she'ein lanu din achsanya. Because we're not called, if we're sleeping over, that's not called a guest. That's not called a guest. That's not called a guest. It means it doesn't have the special din of a guest and the coolest of a guest, which could eat the demai and not be ma'aser. V'imlav enochay ma'aser. But if we're not sleeping over, it's that we don't have to be ma'aser. The Mefarshim struggle to try to figure out what this shita is. Is it only about chaverim? But if it's about chaverim, so then what difference would it make? Even if they're not sleeping over, they don't have to be ma'aser. But what is so Lamaisa, what difference if they don't have to be Maaser, if they're really Achsanya, then they don't have to be Chaveirim, right? Because it says that they have the kula of not being Mafrish. So it's the Mefarshim trying to figure out exactly how to understand the Shita. If it's still within Chaveirim, which it sounds like, right, Achsanya Kriv Yeshua, it's just the added requirement of not sleeping over, which again we'll have to see why. That will have to be explained. Okay. So this is all the first day of Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says our Mishnah is talking about Aniyei Chaveirim. Rabbi Yossi Omer Baniyam Aretz Masnisa. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Our Mishnah is about Aniyam Aretz, meaning it's a kula of demai, and you could rely on the fact of rove in this case. Imomer at Baniyah Chaveirim, because if you limit it, only the poor Chaveirim are going to be able to get the demai. Nimseis Noel Delas, but Baniyam Aretz, you're going to create rifts in the society. Are you an Amaretz? Sorry, can't give you this demai. You know what kind of, you're not going to be able to do that. No al delas. B'fnei Amaretz, right? That Lashon comes up. Rashi. Mara Fulda, who acts like Rashi. No al delas. Sheyamus Bera'ov, Mara Fulda says. They're not going to have anything. Well, you're not going to give the Anim any food, right? They're going to die in hunger, right? They're not going to be able to function. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, that the Mishnah is Pashup Shat. The Mishnah is not limited. It's talking about even Aniyei Amaretz. Ma Mekayim Rabbi Yossi Lachsanya. And what about Achsanya? What does Rabbi Yossi say that about that? Meaning, if the heter is only because of aniyim, shas hadchak, and ni'ilas delas, So is there any Nilas Delas by guests? Aniyim out there, fine. You understand. There's Nilas Delas, they're going to die. But guests might have some of their own food, right? Guests might not have to rely on you for ochel. So are you going to say the same thing? You got the same heter by achsanya? What's achsanya referring to in the Mishnah? If the heter for aniyim is only because of amaretz, so the Gemara answers, you're right. Achsanya in the Mishnah might mean something else according to Rabbi Yossi. Right? There's no shazat chak there. If there was a case of achsanya who was shazat chak had no food, so maybe he'd be called an ani. He'd be called an ani. Remember, we had at the end of peya. If somebody's passing through when they don't have anything with them, are they allowed to take peya? Are they an ani boso shah? And we said yes. And the only machlokas tanam there was, does he have to pay back when he gets home? Does he have to pay back because he was an ani at that time? So that was the machlokas tanam in the last parak of peya, a couple of weeks ago. But here, what about Rabbi Yossi? What does he do with achsanya? So kada detani hagarim imachem. We change this girsa to hagarim imach. And that's the pasuk by Shemitah. By Shemitah. V'haisa Shabbos ares lachem lachla. It could be a Shabbos, or a year of Shabbos for you. Lacha ula'avdcha v'lamasecha v'lischirshcha u'lisoshavcha hagarim imach. Those that live with you. And who do we say that includes? L'rabos es achsanya. To include achsanya, who's that? Rav Elazar Omer. So achsanya shel goy. Even non-Jews. Right? Sounds like you could give Shemitah produce to non-Jews. That's what it sounds like according to this. The Chazon Ish discusses that if it's all nasmachta, midah raisa, yes, you could give it to non-Jews, maybe midrabanan you shouldn't, because they're not going to be no kedusha with them, but maybe that's what the Gemara suggests, that's what Achsanya here is referring to for Rabbi Yossi. Again, Rabbi Yossi says, when the whole heter here is shas hatzchak, and therefore even by, you're not thinking that he's going to be mafrish, and therefore you can give it even to Ame Haaretz, but Achsanya might not have that shas hatzchak, so it must be that that's referring to the non-Jews, and why is it mutter? It's mutter. Make midaraisa is mutter, and maybe even midrabanan is mutter because of what we might call eva darke shalom type of requirement. Just like we had shalotino anilas delas for the aniyim, so here we have another reason of, let's say, what we would call eva. Interesting, eva, the concept of, you know, eva preventing rifts and conflicts, comes up in many areas. If you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudit in volume one of Encyclopedia Talmudit. Way back when, a couple of decades ago. So Ava is in the first volume of volume one. So they, as they always do, very comprehensive. That's an understatement. They have the four categories of Ava, putting all together, all the sugyas and shas, regarding Ava. There's Ava between husband and wife. That's number one Ava that Chazal are concerned about. And there are many takanis mentioned in Maseches Ksubis to prevent Ava, to prevent conflict, and to try to help the relationship between husband and wife, right? Maisa yadayim, the earnings of the wife go to the husband's, because he's chayef to feed her, so they would metaka maisa yadayim shemeva. He shouldn't have to feed her and not get the maisa yadayim. The mitzia si ishala baila, mipnei eva, right? There's all different takanas, right? And the kishem shadignu takanas limnoa eva mea bala la ishto, kach tiknu limnoa eva mea isha al baila. Right, certain things that the husband shouldn't say, you know what, your ksuba money is over there, you know, have a good dinner. No, we want to get Ava, we don't want the relationship. He should say, kol nechasav achron l'ksubasa, all of his property, arach right to the ksuba. Right, menias Ava, mishameshes hochachal umdin daito shal adam, she never wrote to Ava's ishto alav. Right, the others, it's reflective of a das. If a person's machtish all of his property, we don't assume that the property includes his wife's clothing. Right, mishum Ava. All different halachas about spouses, husband and wife. Number one. Number two, family, within a family. Bein av labanav. Right, he has number two. Number three, bein adam l'chavero. Amongst Jews, we think Ava, if you have to ask the average person on the street, what's Ava? Oh yeah, between Jews and non-Jews. Not true. Not only. Right, between Jews, right? Many are familiar with the Gemara in Yuma, where the Gemara says, what happens if the Kohen Gadol gets a psul on Yom Kippur, so we have to get the backup Kohen Gadol to fill in. And then what? And then what? After Yom Kippur, the first Kohen Gadol comes back, so he gets his job back. What about the second Kohen Gadol? What does he do? He's stuck. He has no job. Why? Because he can't serve like the Kohen Gadol, and he can't serve like a Kohen Hedyor. He can't serve like the Kohen Hedyor because the Malam Bakodesh Be'moridin, he was already a Kohen Gadol. What, he's going to already go back? You know, imagine the president The President of the United States, like two terms later, runs for Vice President. Come on, it's pasnished. It's never going to happen. Malin Bakodesh, that's never going to happen. Not only because, you know, he's never going to, that the gaiviness in the person, but because it's, right, Malin Bakodesh, Lahavdil. Malin Bakodesh, Ve'in Moridin. So the Kohen, the backup Kohen Gadol can't serve like a Kohen Hedyo because of Malin Bakodesh. And he can't serve like a Kohen Gadol because what? You're going to have two Kohen Gadols? Eva. That's going to create conflict. Right? Two Kohen Gadols. So that's even within two Jews. Or, the Chachamim, we'll get to this Beis Hashem later, the Chachamim believed Ame Haaretz on the Tahara of their wine and oil, Yantif time, and in other situations, or for Karbanos, L'kabel Miyadam Yayin L'Nesachim V'Shemin L'Menachos, as is described in Chagiga, Mipnei Ha'eva, when it comes to kachim, we had this earlier in the Masechta, right? About a week ago, emas kachim alei, right? That's one of the reasons that there was no takan of demai by chalas am haaretz and the shiari menachas. Remember, we had that mishnah. So that's another area of demai. If we could assume emas kachim, you want to create, you know, the base of mikdash for one lefichach, right? And that's why the you could trust them. And there are some chumras that are the parallel mekablam edus me am haaretz mipnei eva. Right, you accept edus from an am haaretz mizamnim alam haaretz bizman hazeh mipnei eva. You're allowed to have a zimun with an am haaretz. So again, all of these are so far all these evas, husband and wife, and between family members outside of husband and wife, and amongst Jews, that's all eva. And then finally, of the famous eva area, and that's the fourth one, and that's Jews and non-Jews. Jews and non-Jews, chachamim were matir certain isure derabanan, not daraisas. Not daraisas. A daraisa is not going to be mutter mishum eva. Right? Generally, daraisa is not going to be mutter mibnei kavod abrius. Also, but these are they created right if certain dealings with their holidays, yom edom, certain medical issues, haircut issues. You know, many issues. Interesting in Maseches Tainis, it talks about that the Anshei Mamad used to not they fasted every day of the. When they were in the base of Megiddo, they wouldn't fast on Sundays. Why? Because that was a yuntif for another religion. And if they would fast that day, then there would be Eva. What are you doing? This is our religion. Hayu koasim. Right? That's one of the pshatim that's given there by Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay, I have to know how to read that Gemara. But there's other issues. But this is Eva, and this is alluded to right here that the achsanya that Rabbi Yossi might be referring to are the achsanya of the non-Jews. Okay, so we continue. Tani. We have a brisa that says, Sarach lohodio. We have a brisa that says that one has to be modia, right? This is the Tosefta here in the third parak. You have to let the recipient know that is demai. At least give them the option of being mafresh. So, let's talk. All day to Rabbi Yonah. We got 2 days in the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yonah, do Amar Baniyeh Chaverim, he must be Sanicha. So if you're talking about Aniyeh Chaverim, then you understand. You're going to let him know that it's Demai, and they're going to be Mafresh, and they're Chaverim, and therefore it's going to be meaningful. I'll die to Rabbi Yossi, but according to the second day of the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, do Amar Baniyeh Amaretz, he must be Sanicha, and our Mishnah is talking about Ame Haaretz, Afilim Odia Mamol. What's the point? Right? They're Ame Haaretz, they don't know the halacha, you're going to tell them it's Demai, they're going to say thank you, and it's not going to be significant and meaningful. So why does the Brisa say Tzarech Lohodio? Mipnei. What's this Mipnei? We changed the Girsa. Mipnei Echad Shehu Misakein. There might be one Amaris out there that would be meaningful for. So you're going to tell me, oh, you're making it worse because now Mutav Shei Shogegin. They don't know what Amaris. They don't know what Demai is. They don't know what Demai is if it's a real Amaris. But again, for the one that it might work for, then it would be okay. I saw that the interesting here. So we're talking about there's a heter to give aniyim demai according to Rabbi Yossi, and that's the punch of shot of the Mishnah. They're not dafka chaverim. It's a shazat chak rov ameiros ba'asrin heim. And Chazal were doche the din of demai for aniyim. So I saw one of the achron in the back that tziyun lenefesh shlomo quotes a tshuva sholom eshiv. Tshuva sholom eshiv Rav Nathanson who talks about is there a heter to give aniyim kitniyos on Pesach. Ashkenazi, obviously, aniyim. Meha, so he says, Shama, Rehetra, Kinyas, the Pesach, Meha, the Machilin, Sani, and Dmai. Hare, Af, Bidmai, Shechashu, Chazal, Vahutzrachul, Yaser, even Dmai, which is an old, right, Gzera, goes back to Chazal, and they required Meiser, Afilo, Hachi, Lahakel, Alatstaka, Hekilu. They will make go by Tstaka, they will make go by the Ani. So says the Shulam Eishiv. So Kinyas is a much later din, and why should it be as chamor as shouldn't be more chamor? V'yafta gazru chachmei Ashkenaz v'chasidecha mi b'li lechol kinyos. And even though the chachmei Ashkenaz, right, going back hundreds of years, the Rishonim already quote this this gzera lo adifi mechazal ba'ali mishnah v'gemara asher gazru al demai afilu achi etir lechalik letztaka mikol shekein bazeh. Right? Number one, it's a much older Gzeira Demai. And number two, Demai was in all Chal Yisrael. And yet, it was matir for Aniyim. So here, this was not accepted by all of Chal Yisrael. And it was much later. So, he goes to the Sholem Eshiv. Uma gam tishama Gzeira Klolis haisal kol makom umakom makam lo haya Gzeira rak pa'ashkenazu Poland. Kosh kasef atur v'beis Yosef deroi lokel bazeh. And then he quotes v'gam bevilna. No, Vilna, Hitira Gaonim, Hagimel Mufursamim, Reb Yosef Shliter, Betzal Akoin, maybe that's Reb Salom Mivilna, right? He quotes that's in 18, right? Tough Reish Chavches, Kinyos, Vidochan, Lechaga Pesach. Again, where there's no food. If there's no food and it's very hard, are you going to be matir? The Hichr is the Over Malav de Losasser, Mishalo Yochal Kinyos. And they say, we're telling you to eat Kinyos. Anyway, this is a fascinating discussion. Shas atchak mamish, if there's nothing else to eat, again, it's not pikuach nefesh, then obviously there's nothing to talk about. You can eat chametz if it's pikuach nefesh. But if it's not pikuach nefesh, but if it's very difficult to get various foods, so the Achronim, the Sholem Eishiv says, it should be a kavachomer. If Demai is matir, so then this should be matir too. Remember, Demai is from the Rishonim already. Right, it's not Gebrux. Gebrux is much later. Gebrux is much later. That's not in the Rishonim, really. Maybe there's one Ravun, but it's not really in the Rishonim. But Gebrux is the Smak and the Ritva quote the two different reasons for the Gzera of Kitnios. Number one, you might have mamish grain mixed in, right, which we actually see on our mountain here. Sometimes you see them. They plant and the things that are growing. You have the wheat and the lentils and everything. Sometimes the wind blows seeds and it definitely the chashos of mixture. And number two, not just that mixture, but it looks like it. If somebody makes a potato bread, if somebody makes a cornbread or a rice bread, they could very well get, oh, I didn't know you could eat bread on Pesach. Right? Not worried about the actual wheat, but the gzera of people getting confused. So would Chazal come today and look at our Pesach pizza and our Pesach noodles and make a gzera? I know, Havud Lelosaval, they were not making new gzeras. But that's why they did it. That's why they did it. I'm not answering anything, but that's the origins of the gzera. And we know, obviously the Shulchan Aruch does not quote it and the Rama quotes it. That is the idea, but that's the heter, the basis that was mentioned. Okay, we continue. Amar Rabbi Mana, Hada, what's this referring to? Big question. We'll go with the following shot. Hada, Rabbi Yeshua, who mentioned earlier that the heter for an achsanoi, whatever that heter is only if you don't sleep over, right? Hada Amra, Ilein Diyavin Bebasin, those who sleep over in the house, Diyavin Bebasin, and you give in, I see the top Mara Fulda. Ozan Orchem, Shemachalkon Osam Litain Lam Linas Laila, the Vayez Kalechad Vechad. Osir Litain Midibe Shvias, you can't give those types of guests that sleep over from Shemitah money. What Shemitah money? Right, you have Shemitah produce that you transferred the money. She'eno El Kaparechob Midibe Shvias, because that's like paying a loan during Dibe Shemitah. What is going on here? So, step number one. Demai, the assumption is that demai here, you could give it to a guest if it's chesed, if you're not paying a debt. If you're paying a debt, then that's chazal, we're not mekel. If it's letzorech mitzvah. So, number one, demai is only mutter to give to an ani if it's chesed. Gemilas chesed. Number one. Number two, maybe we'll read that Rambam, Hilchas Avel, in Shoftim. Number one, so it's only if it's chesed. Number two, demai is only mutter to give to people that don't sleep over. If they sleep over, that's not viewed as chesed. Why? Because either, the Mepharshim explain, either they're going to probably pay you something, gives you some compensation, so you're getting something out of it, or maybe the next time you sleep in their town, they're going to give you lodging there. So you're going to get something out of it. If somebody's just passing through, you're never going to see them again, you're not really doing them such a... So that's chesed. So number one, demai is only given to... Demai, the only heter of giving demai to an achsanya is if it's chesed. Number two, if they sleep over, it's looked at as a prias chov. It's not looked at as chesed. Number three, well, we know you're not allowed to pay a chov with demai shvius. That's the Mishnah in Shvius. So, if we have the definition of prias chov sleeping over for demai, so it would be the same definition for sleeping over for demai shmita. And that's why the Gemara says here, those who sleep over and you can't give them demai, so it would be the same rule, you can't give them demai shvius. Because that's ki'ilur, you poreachov midemei shvius. Why can you be poreachov midemei shvius? Because that's considered doing business. Considered doing business with shmita la'achla velo l'schora. You can't use it for a business. You can only use it to eat and to just partake of yourself. And therefore, that would be a problem. Kahada detani. Like we learned in the following Tosefta. This is the Tosefta in shvius. Echad Shvius ve'echad Meiser Sheni. We're talking about Shvius has Kedusha. Or Meiser Sheni. We know Meiser Sheni. We Paskin that Meiser Sheni also had the Rambam Paskins. Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. Right? The Rambam says this in Meiser Sheni Perek Zayin Halacha Yutes. Halacha Yutes. He says Meiser Mamon Gavoahu. Bechulu. And he quotes even the money. But either way, if you have Meiser Sheni money, a nifran man milveh v'chov. You can't use it to pay a milveh, right, a loan that you borrowed, or a chov, any other type of obligation that you have to pay. Wages, or anything that's considered prias chov. Ve'noson a man shushbinus, and you can't do shushbinus. Shushbinus were in the olden days, they used to have sometimes get-togethers. You eat at my house this year, this week, and I'll eat at your house next week. They used to switch off, shushbinus. So that's like repaying, because if you did this for me, I scratch your back, you scratch my back in terms of food. Famous Shalman Tashlumin, and any type of payment that you have to pay, you can't use it, because all this is considered la'achlov lo l'schara. Vein poskim and stucca la'aniyim beitakneses. And if you have a chiv to give stucca, then you can't use this to give your chiv of stucca. You have a chiv to give stucca, and therefore you can't double dip. Aval Mishalman and davar shalkimilas chesed. You can only use that for total chesed. Again, you have a chiyuv to do a basic chesed, but beyond that, it's considered extra. V'tzarach lo'odio, but also, again, you have to let the recipients know. This was the Tosefta that we quoted on Aman Aleph, the last two lines. We quoted, how does that work according to the different days? You have to let the person know so they could have the chance to be mafresh. Good. So the Brisa here mentions that you can't use it for staka, because staka is a chiyuv. We know staka, a certain basic level of staka is a chiyuv. Could you use it to get married? Am I allowed to use demei shvius to get married? So that's 2 days in Tosfos and Avodah Zarah on Daf Samach Beis. Those are two opinions here. Does kiddushin have a higher standard or not? That is discussed here, Samach Beis, in Meseches Avodah Zarah. Yavu bishal marnu asa lefro chovu beper shvius bisham lav de lav la achlahu bikamakom lakadishi shemuter. That's not a violation of la'achla. That's not business. That's la'achla. And the Tosis is not sure about it, though. Maybe Mishapir Yavarivya, Akila Be Rabbanon, but maybe it's only B'dievet, Al-Khadchila. That's the discussion in Tosis. The Chiyav of Tztaka, maybe just one Ha'ara here, and then we'll finish up. The Chiyav of Tztaka, as we know, is pretty strong. All the Rishonim discuss Tosfos in a few places. Tosfos in Ba'abasra and Afches, and Tosfos in Ksubis. Daf Mem Tes discusses that there are a number of stories in the Gemara that the Bezin forced somebody to give staka, kofin on staka, and all the Tosas and all these places say, but staka has a schar, has a reward written by it in the Torah, and the rule is in Maseches Chulin, any mitzvah that has schar written by it, Bezin does not force that mitzvah, because what are they going to force? You see in the Torah what you're losing out if you don't do this mitzvah. Right, if Ma'an Schar Betzita ain't Bezdin Musarin, Bezdin is not going to force. The question is, Staka has the Schar written in it in the Torah, so why would Bezdin force? The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Ach Pele Rabbi Nasan. So Tosas always gives 3 or 4 different answers. Maybe it only means we forced him with words, we didn't force them physically. Maybe Staka also has a Losa Ase, not just an Ase. Losa Ame says Lavavcha, right? Maybe other answers given, but the answer that the Ritva gives, and some other Rishon quote this also, the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah and Dafav say, Kostaka not only is a mitzvah, it's a shibud, it's a chiv. There's like a shiba nachasin. There's a lien on the property of the ashir that the ani has stakes in. B'pnei shachiyev atzmo v'nachasiv l'gavoa o la'aniyim. U'kashem shakofen aso l'fura ma shachayev l'hedyot, shal yekoa chedyo chamei hektash. Just like if you have a chiyev to pay somebody a loan, we might, you know, Bezin will come in and make sure you pay the chiyev. So to hear, that's fascinating. There's shibudim that are created for tzedakah. This relates to Reb Chaim in the Grach HaLashas in the Hosafos. He also says maybe this is different because there's not only a chiyuv upon you to give tzedakah. There's a chiyuv upon Bezdin to make sure tzedakah is given, and therefore it's more of a chovas hatzibur, and that's why they could be take part in the kfiyah. But that might relate to this. This last point of the Ritva, because there are shibudim, and this shibud can be even enforced by Bezdin. Maybe we'll stop here by Taman Taninan. That brings up the next sugya, the next Mishnah, and we will continue next time.